Hello? Anyone home? No? Good. Why would he be home? Football practice 3 till 5, which means I have 2.5 hours. Plenty of time. Can't believe I'm doing this. Again. Calm down, girl. Oh, damn. His room is a mess. Look at this. The bed isn't made. Clothes all over the floor. And is that a condom wrapper? Oh, I see how it is. He'll happily fuck other bimbos, but won't give me a second look. If he could see me now. Oh, what's this? Look at this shirt. It's the same shirt he was wearing yesterday at the gym. So dirty. It's got sweat stains on it, and it smells. Smells like him. Oh yeah, that's it. I could just drown in this scent. His scent. Even the bed. Damn it, why is it all so good? God. Just the thought of what I'm about to do. He's out there, running around, playing sports, working up another sweat. And I'm here, in his room, on his bed, slowly undressing myself. Touching myself. Rubbing myself. Fuck. I'm so wet already. Rubbing his shirt all over me. I wonder how he'd react if he ever caught me. If he knew that every time he left me alone in the house that I'd fuck myself on his bed. Might it arouse him to know that the sheets he sleeps on are actually covered in my juices? Or would it disgust him to find out that I've come more times than I can count in this very room? Oh, God. A sane and rational woman would just tell him how I feel. Push away my fears, ask him out, and hope he feels the same way. But where would be the fun in all that? No, I know what I am. I'm such a pervert. A filthy fucking freak. Oh, hello there, Mr. Pillow. We meet again. You smell good. Just like him. You know how this goes. I roll over, and you go right here, in between my legs. And that's it. One last finishing touch. His shirt. Put it on, Mr. Pillow. There you go. If I squint hard enough, I can make it look like him. Look at me, already grinding into you. Yes. Come on. Right there. Just like that. Fuck. I need it. I want it. I want to fuck you. I want it so bad. Let me fuck you. Oh, fuck. That's it right there. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. What are you doing home? Practice was canceled. Turn around. It's not what it looks like. Oh, fuck. I'm still... I know I'm naked. Stop looking at me. Please. Crap. I can't. My legs feel like jelly right now. I don't suppose that you can just leave and pretend this never happened. Right. This would be pretty hard to forget. Surprise? You caught me? Wow, this is really, really fucking awkward. You're not saying anything. Are you in shock? I think I'm in shock. I would very much like my legs to work so I can run away. Please say something. Anything? I'll start. First off, sorry you had to find out this way that I'm your crazy perverted friend. Anything you want to say about that? You don't look angry. I can't really see what that is. Okay. What? Why? Those are good questions. I guess I'll be honest. Lay myself bare. Because I'm naked and all. We've known each other for years now, and while I consider you one of my closest friends, even my best friend, I've actually had, well, the biggest crush on you. And then you asked me to move in with you, your roommate. Well, I jumped at that, which turned out to be an awful idea, actually. It just let me see and hear all the women you'd bring home, women who aren't me. Since you didn't seem interested in me, I did the next best thing. Okay, so maybe it was more of the next worst thing. But yeah, I've been doing this for about a year now. Yeah, I guess it's been going on for a long time. I figured you'd catch me sooner or later, and yet I couldn't stop myself. You know, I actually thought that getting caught would make me feel, I don't know, immensely guilty or something, but honestly, I think I just experienced the greatest orgasm of my life, and I'm still riding the high from that. So, I understand if you hate me or something. I'll just collect my stuff and move out. Yeah, that's probably for the best. Still can't move my legs. Guess I'm in more shock than I thought. That, or I just really like the way you're looking at me. Are you disgusted with me? Or you're aroused? Maybe a mix of both? You did find a woman naked in your bed, masturbating herself with your pillow. Did I mention how I can't seem to run away? Your stare seems to be pinning me to this bed. If you wanted to, you would do anything to me and I couldn't stop you. Oh, listen to me. Caught naked in your bed and still all I can think about is how to pleasure myself. I just figured if I'm already caught with my hand in the cookie jar, then I might as well take a bite of the cookie. If I said sorry again, would you believe me? I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm such a fucking pervert. Sorry that I sneak into your room each week to satisfy my needs. Sorry for violating your pillow. If it makes you feel any better, you can violate my mouth. That's it. Punish me. I've been bad. Take that cock out and just punish me. Am I doing a good job for you? I've dreamed of sucking your dick for years, you know? You keep looking at me like that? Are you really that disgusted with me? Did I ruin your image of me in your head? Are you that disappointed with the real me? Do you even see me as the same girl? Maybe you don't even see me as a person anymore. Is that it? Just some hole to be used? Weren't you trying to punish me? Why don't you run your hands through my hair like this and properly punish me?
I'm sorry. Yes, punish me. Grow my hair.
Wash me down.
My face. Come to my throat. Excuse me.
Give it to me. I want it all. I swallow it all. Oh, yes. Thank you. I'm sorry. Sorry for being such a dirty slut. I swallowed it all for you. Is that what you wanted? You're still giving me that look. I love it. If you want to kick me out, I'll understand. But maybe you liked punishing me. Maybe you want to do it again. You know where to find me if you do.